mm-hmm. because you can get the water heater could go out. Mm-hmm. And if you didn't offer a water heater, they found out you were in the house or whatever, you can be sued.
Oh, yeah.
For the damage or whatever.
Right.
Hey, hey, plumbing pros. Welcome to the 424th episode of Potty Talking. Hey, I've been looking forward to this episode here. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I like seeing them when we have them lined up or whatever. When mm-hmm. I saw this one, you know, the title of today's episode is 5 Tried and Tested Side Hustles for Your Plumbing Business.
Okay.
And that's just kind of fun, side hustle.
Side hustle's
you know,
working
side. So we're going to talk about side hustles, and I'm going to tell you, you know, really kind of define that a little bit as well.
Okay.
Because we can go off in all different kinds of directions. So I'm not talking about going off in all kinds of different directions or whatever.
Right.
But what are some, you know, some things you can do to make more money with your plumbing business?
Got it.
Okay. Or even okay. it works, you know, home service business.
Home service business.
Okay.
Right.
With us, we're talking with plumbing. Okay. Mm-hmm. All right. Hey, but if you're here, mm-hmm. you know, if you're, what we're going to be talking about here today, as well as, you know, if you're just starting your home service business or you're struggling with it or just, you're just not where you want to be. Hey, let's talk. Okay. That's what we're here for. Let's have a conversation. Hey, schedule your strategy call. All right. With a MDP success coach and no pressure, no push. All right. We just want to have a little conversation. Going to find out a little bit more about your home service business and what's maybe standing in your way and then point you in the right direction.
Yep.
Okay.
We can help out.
That's right. Mm-hmm. So if you'd like to schedule that call, simply go to themilliondollarplumber.com/call.
Yep. Call.
Schedule your call.
Okay.
Okay.
So 5 tried and tested side hustles for your plumbing business. What do you got?
Okay. Well, here we're talking about, you know, what else you can do, you know, with your business, you know, to make more money.
Okay.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And, you know, and part of this, I see this all the time, so I'm just going to say it.
All right.
You know, as we're starting out, you know, I see plumbers that get into HVAC or HVAC now wants to get into plumbing, that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. That I don't see I don't really have examples of that working, mm-hmm. of hundreds.
Especially in the very beginning, yeah. especially in the very beginning. Or even, you know, if you grow to some big, you know, conglomerate, whatever, then, you know, and you're you know, well, 50 trucks or whatever.
Well, that's the thing. You see, that's what these big, you know, service organizations buy up these different things. So then they're those things all under one roof. Mm. But it is tough.
Yes.
I mean, I don't have any examples of a little guy doing plumbing, HVAC, and electrical. Or even what kind of one of the things that get put in there is like remediation or whatever.
Oh,
plumbers do a lot of remediation, right? Mm-hmm. I don't see where it goes big. Now, you can survive and you're doing things and there's money, you know, there's always money to be made,
right.
You know, that kind of a thing.
It's divided attention.
But yes, which is what, you know, mm-hmm. you know, I know you like to quote our mentor,
mm-hmm.
one of our
Rory
mentors,
Vaden.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
Rory Vaden,
mm-hmm.
that, what is it?
Divided focus. It's diluted focus gets you diluted results. Diluted focus gets you diluted results.
Yes.
So.
And so that's a big example. So, you know, so I'm not talking about doing those things. I'm talking about things you can do within that's just easy.
Okay.
You know, it's kind of within a system.
All right.
So you ready?
I'm ready.
All right. 5 of these things. Mm-hmm. All right. Number 1, perform a pre-inspection.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Perform a pre-inspection. If you're not doing that already, you should do it anyways. All right. It builds credibility. So, you know, what I'm talking about is, you know, you're there for, I'll use a, you know, plumbing example, you know, some kind of tinkling sound at the toilet.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. And so, you know, you take you to the toilet, you want to take a look at that. Well, we want to ask Mrs. Jones, hey, you know, I need to, you know, check out your plumbing system here. You mind if I walk the house? Very important to do.
Mm-hmm.
You want to ask permission because you don't know who else in the house or have her feeling like you're all over the house.
Right. And don't you mostly mention, I mean, you're going to go and check every single toilet and every single faucet. Don't you basically mean to go and check the, you know, main shutoff, those types of.
Yeah, you're walking through there. Mm-hmm. And the reason why this is a good side hustle, first of all, it's an important part of the sales process. And I'm going to talk sales here. Mm-hmm. But there is a sales process. And those have been listening and watching, though, and even within the academy itself and all. I'm not big. We have a sales module, whatever. But I'm mm-hmm. not talking about that, pushing
okay.
sales or whatever.
Okay.
Okay? Mm-hmm. But this is an important part of that sales. And I'm using air quotes, you know, for those who listen to podcasts, of the process.
Maybe service process.
That's what we call it, the service mm-hmm. sales system.
Mm-hmm.
Okay? But it builds a credibility with your customer. Mm-hmm. So, you know, just like you go to the doctor and they check, if they didn't check your heart rate and your mm-hmm. temperature and all that kind of stuff, you think they were quacks.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. It's so part of that.
Right.
Okay. And it does tell you about what's going on, but mm-hmm. how this sets you up for a side hustle, which side hustles to make more money with your plumbing business, is you will find something. Mm-hmm. You know, maybe all, you know, they don't have a accessible main water shutoff valve. Mm-hmm. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now you're not going to bring that to their attention right then and make them bundle that with
bundling,
you know, all that kind of thing. Mm-hmm. But it allows you then after you take care of the situation that they are in. Okay. That they called you out. Right. Mm-hmm. Now you can come back and say, hey, I have some options here for, mm-hmm. You don't have a main in my inspection. You don't right. have a accessible main water shutoff valve. So what that means is, you know, if your water bursts, where would you turn the water off? I don't know. Exactly. That's right. why you need this.
And I think one great service thing is ask the customer when you get there, when you ask, you know, you're there with Mrs. Jones and say, can you show me where your main shutoff is? If she's like, I don't know, then that's a great service thing. And so then it's up to you, plumber, professional, right, to go and find it for them. And so you can say, hey, Mrs. Jones, I just want to show you because, yeah, if you ever need to shut off the house, you know, say you're the only one here and you need to shut off the water to the house. Here's where it's at. And then that will give you credibility as well that, and even if there's nothing wrong with it, right? You're showing the customer where it's at. And that's just serving the customer well. Again, you're the plumbing professional in the house. So show them something that's vitally important. And I'll bet 50% of homeowners don't know where it is.
Right.
So, and I will tell you, we had a plumbing business for 18 years. We do this. I have no idea where our main shutoff is. We've only lived here 3 years, but maybe I should know the answer to that.
I know
question.
Where it's at. We've got you covered. You do. But if I get hit by a truck,
what's going to happen? Right. I know. So after this week, after we record this episode,
I'm going to show you where the main.
Show me where the main shutoff valve is. Wow.
All right. So that's great service. But do the inspection and you find these things. Mm-hmm. It allows you to come back after you've taken care of it. Don't bring new stuff to the customer's mind, and because part of the sales process. And we'll talk. I think we have an episode coming up where we're going to talk a little bit more sales kind of a thing. What you don't need to do.
Okay.
But you don't with the customer's mind. They don't want to buy anyways, and so they don't even buy what they called you out for. All right. So we don't want to start throwing other stuff at them because. Right. Before they've opened their wallet, before mm-hmm. you've taken care of their initial problem.
Exactly.
Because then they think you're just selling you. But after the fact, you can come back and introduce it. Mm-hmm. Great little side hustle. You're making it part of the process. Mm-hmm. So not only is it it's a positive part to add to your process because it builds credibility on the front end with helping with the original call. Mm-hmm. But there's always something that you can find to offer up on to come back with more. And you know, we see that maybe 20, 30% of the customers will go with the add-on stuff, mm-hmm. but it's 20, 30%.
Right.
You know, that's the little side hustle. Mm-hmm. Things add up.
Yes.
You
know? And again, we're not saying find something that doesn't exist in the customer's home. Of course not. Serve the customer well. If you, as the professional plumber, find something in the house and something is wrong, even if they didn't call you out for that, it really is your responsibility just as a professional in the house to let them know. And then it's not hard sales. It's not hard push. But let them know, hey, this is an issue. Or did you know that, you know, the toilet, your second toilet's leaking at the base or whatever it is, doesn't matter. Arm them with that information just so they know, and then they can make an informed decision.
Well, I didn't want to go down this trail.
No. I knew where you're going.
But legally, you're responsible.
Well, I don't know.
I don't know because that's
from an insurance standpoint. We've done a couple episodes on insurance and all that. But
you can help cover your butt.
Yes.
By finding these things mm-hmm. because you can get the water heater could go out, mm-hmm. and if you didn't offer a water heater, they found out you were in the house or whatever, you can be sued.
Oh yeah,
for the damage or whatever.
right. Because it's insurance companies get involved. So yes. All right. Okay. So perform a pre-inspection. What else you got?
There we go. Mm-hmm. Number two. All right. Mm-hmm. Suggest extended warranty. Mm-hmm. Okay. How many times you bought something at, you know, Walmart or Best Buy or something like that, you mm-hmm. know, some kind of, and it's always, you want the extended warranty with that?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Sometimes it makes
sense.
It's
a side hustle.
Right.
They know, I'll be honest with you. I think I've turned down every kind of warranty. Mm-hmm.
I don't think if we've ever bought an extended warranty.
We're not warranty people. Mm-mm. And so even saying this, but it mm-hmm. works. Again, the same similar kind of numbers, 20-30% of the people are. Mm-hmm. And that's why these companies offer that. I mean, mm-hmm. it's just a side hustle that provides, you know, some kind of more protection service to the customer.
And they just don't want to worry about it anymore. If it's, you know, you're doing it on a water heater, whatever it is, and it's, you know, an extended warranty, maybe it's, you know, instead of 6 years, 10 years or whatever it might be. Some customers may want to do that. Don't think about how you do it or what you would do. For your buying decisions, don't think about that. You're the plumbing company, you're the professional, so offer things like an extended warranty and let them decide. And again, you're servicing the customer. Give them the option, you know, a lifetime warranty, whatever, it doesn't matter. Whatever it is, offer it to them. And if they say no, that's fine. But some people do like that that protection and that assurance.
They're warranty people. Mm-hmm. And you saw a lot of them wearing masks. I mean, so
What's the correlation there?
It's a mental thing. They're afraid of the future. They're afraid of what can happen. They're afraid of all that kind of stuff.
That and so was a stretch,
well,
baby.
People like, well, it's a mental thing. Okay. I'm not saying that they're mental, but it is a mental thing. Okay.
I can't wait for the comments on that one.
All right. Okay. You know, so, well, the warranty is a good thing. You know, we offered a warranty on, mm-hmm. on labor. We all extended labor warranty another year, even though, again, that was a great example. We're not warranty people, mm-hmm. but there are some people that do want to know. Mm-hmm. They just want more. You know, more protection. They don't, you know, they have fear that this could go out. You know, we offered what came with our service, a year warranty. Mm-hmm. Well, we offer an additional year warranty that mm-hmm. they could purchase on labor, the labor.
Right.
All right. Some people bought it. 20-30% people bought it.
Right.
Okay. And it adds up.
Yes.
Okay. And I can't think of the times we really had to use it. Mm-hmm. It's one of the warranties, one of those things mm-hmm. that just, it's rare. I mean,
right.
if you do.
I'm sure we did, but there wasn't where we can look back and go, oh, really that was a big mistake.
Right. Mm-hmm. You know, the only thing I would caution when you do the warranty is to keep track of it, of your customers, that you have a system that the warranty is able to be measured. Because when you go to sell your business, that
right.
is one of the things they like yes. to know what are we at risk at
right.
you know, for.
And, well, yeah. What are the different warranty programs or yeah. whatever, or warranties that are out. Exactly.
So, mm-hmm. And another thing we did, the way I did the warranty, and this made us a lot of money, was a water heater warranty. Mm-hmm. Now, you know, with the water heater companies, you know, you have a 6-year, okay, and a 10-year. And if you buy a 10-year water heater, you're buying their warranty. And I didn't buy their warranty, their mm-hmm. insurance, mm-hmm. okay. I just charged for half again another water heater mm-hmm. for the material cost, you know, the material cost. Mm-hmm. And I just said it's a 10-year
warranty.
10-year warranty water heater. Mm-hmm. And by the way, on that, it was what we call a peace of mind, full mm-hmm. peace of mind warranty, meaning we covered the components and everything
right.
for 6 and 10 years, and the labor as well. Mm-hmm. It wasn't, you know, with water heaters, it's going to be 6 years on the tank and then a year, 2 years or whatever on the components. Mm-hmm. But we just would cover it all, mm-hmm. okay? I can't think of any time where it became obvious that we were losing that. In fact, no. I mean, it just...
Customers just liked right. it. They liked right. that peace of mind. So, again, offer it. Don't force someone or don't, you know, push it, but offer it. And some people may be like, oh man, that's, I really like that. I like that type of thing. And they'll buy. And again, you're servicing the customer. It's not high pressure sales. It's not, you know, you only offer them this or whatever. Give them the option and let them make their informed decision that works best for them.
Exactly. Exactly. In fact, you mentioned offer. Hey, for joining us here, I have something to offer you. Check it out. Hey, plumbing pro, you wouldn't plumb a house without a blueprint. Why are you trying to build your plumbing business without one? Grab your free copy of my $1 Million Plumber Blueprint. In it, I lay out the exact specs on how to build a successful, self-sustaining, and very profitable plumbing business. Don't risk years of wasted time and money and failure. Grab your $1 Million Plumber Blueprint now, and it's free. My gift to you for simply being a Potty Talk listener. Go to themilliondollarplumber.com/free. Plumb like a champion. All right. Welcome back. All right. Wasn't mm-hmm. that a good offer? All right. You grab it?
Hope okay. so. You should.
Okay. It's
should.
Free. All right. Take advantage of as much as free stuff as you can get.
Yes.
Because it's rare.
Hey, welcome back. Yes. And do take advantage of that free offer. But also, what we would really love is if you gave us a great review, whatever podcast player that you're listening to or out on YouTube. Love to hear you know, what you think of Potty Talk. Of course, only good comments are welcome. Just kidding. But yeah, give us a thumbs up. Give us a like. Get notified when a new episode drops, for sure. Also, want to make mention, we do have a new podcast that was introduced just a few weeks ago, The Coach's Corner. Matt Baldwin and Tony Wally, who are coaches for MDP,
yeah,
they just launched their own podcast under the MDP label, and it's all within our YouTube channel called The Coach's Corner. And can really get great information from those two who still own their plumbing businesses, grew up from, you know, small, all the things, went through the MDP program, and now are amazing coaches for us. So check out The Coach's Corner as well.
Tons of nuggets of gold they're dropping. In fact, I've found my, you know, I just listening to, since it's all new and just keeping track of it. I got to see one of the productions that they came out of post-production of it. And I caught myself listening. I should have been doing other stuff, but I listened to the whole podcast.
They just sucked you right in.
They sucked me right in. It was fun. It was a banner. You're just, yeah. Mm-hmm. So
good guys. Good.
Check them out. Check them out. Mm-hmm. All right. So here we have, you know, we're talking about side hustle. Mm-hmm. You know, what other things that we can do with our home service business, mm-hmm. okay, that we can make a little bit more money. Okay, these little side hustles. We talked about performing pre-inspection, suggested extended warranties, offering extended warranties. Mm-hmm. Number three, mm-hmm. offer a VIP program. Mm-hmm. Okay, mm-hmm. you know, some will consider this like a maintenance program, that kind of a thing. Mm-hmm. First of all, you should be doing that kind of offering that anyways. And it's not to take care of the equipment. You know, it's not, you know, because it's about, you know, plumbing. All right.
It ain't about
the plumbing. All right. It's just about giving the customer, you know, a peace of mind. Really, you know, a VIP program is another sales tool. Mm-hmm. All right. Because in it, you're providing, you know, special costs or special savings like that. That's the main thing right off the bat. Mm-hmm. Okay. Because no one wakes up in the morning and wants to call a plumber or you HVAC dudes or Sparkies or whatever you are. I mean, no one wants, and no one wants to spend money with us. Mm-hmm. Okay. So even though they called us, which is the plus, they're already sold, they still want to say no. Okay. So, you know, it's always more expensive. It doesn't mm-hmm. matter. It's 40 years. Again, I'm in my 40th year.
I've heard.
I'm still selling my 40th year in the trades here. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's always been more too expensive.
Because who wants to spend money on that?
I remember when I started, you get a 50-gallon gas water heater installed for $325. We were doing them and making money. Mm-hmm.
Well,
and back when I started with Correct Plumbing.
Oh, okay. I was going to say, I don't remember being that low. Okay, back way back.
Right.
Okay, got it. Mm-hmm.
83, thereabouts, whatever.
Okay, you started working there when you were four.
Yeah. You know, so it's always been way, you know, more expensive than
Instead of saying calling it a sales tool, it really is a service tool. It really is.
Well, I say sales tool because if I say service tool, because the guys think, well, I need sales training. It needs to be about sales. This is sales.
Right.
So it's like, I thought because it really is about serving.
If you just service the customer.
The customer's already, when they call you, they're already sold.
They already need whatever they've called you out for.
Right. They're not calling for a price or calling because they, you know, just want to call. They're lonely and want a, you know, plumber or, you know, at their house mm-hmm. or some HVAC tech at their house. Or
they do not.
You know, or want you to come in there and fix their light switch or what. I mean.
Mm-hmm. It needs to be done.
Right. Is that right? Okay. Mm-hmm. So it is, they're already sold. So it is serving. So. Mm-hmm. You know, a VIP program is providing a service because mm-hmm. you're going to give them a discount, which is what they're going to be attracted to because mm-hmm. anybody, anytime you can save money. And it's a credible reason to save money.
Right.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Of course, those of you who went through the academy know how really everyone's paying for that. Okay. Mm-hmm. And we talk about that.
Right. How to build it into your cost. Right.
Okay. But it, you know, you're going to provide a savings, but then you're also going to provide, VIP, you know, they get, daggone it.
What's
I have
the word?
Word.
Like
okay.
when, okay,
they
get
moved preferred.
Preferred.
Preferred scheduling.
Words.
Okay.
Words.
Use my words.
Preferred scheduling.
Right.
So they moved to the front of the line.
Exactly.
Yes.
Okay. Mm-hmm. And you're going to be doing things, and this is the key. This is a side hustle. So not only helps on the front end, you know, like performing an inspection or whatever, mm-hmm. all right, building credibility and serving and all that kind of stuff. Mm-hmm. But it gets you back in the house because you're going to offer, you know, water heater flush or an equipment check of somehow, mm-hmm. you know, once, twice a year. I did it twice a year. You think, well, you know, only doing it once a year, they're only paying this much or whatever mm-hmm. for it, whatever. Okay. It should only be, you know, anyways, mm-hmm. I did it twice a year because it gets you in the house.
Right.
Get you back in the house. That's the key.
And also you're servicing their water heater.
Right.
Right. Because what homeowner really takes the time to drain and flush their water heater? Very, 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 very few. Right. And so take care of their water heater, service their water heater. So going out twice and doing a drain and flush and just, to, you know, checking it out, making sure things are working. That's serving the customer.
Right.
And then also checking out other things that are there. You're serving the customer.
Well, we're going to do another inspection. Mm-hmm. Included in our case was a plumbing inspection. You do equipment inspection. Mm-hmm. We always found something.
Because there is always something.
There is always something. Mm-hmm. Okay. They haven't, you know, in case of the plumbing side, I mean, it's easy stuff. You know, how important is to reset your toilets? Mm-hmm. You know, replacing, emergency stops because they get lined up. They start, mm-hmm. you know, you go to turn, they're, you know, they're lined up and mm-hmm. leak or whatever and are hard to turn. Okay. Those kinds of things, supplies, mm-hmm. you know, they're simple things, but you know, 9 times out of 10, we even found, you know, larger things. Okay. This or that leaking. Okay. Toilet running, just weren't aware of it. You know, those kinds of things. And now again, you know, you offer these things up, you know, and you pick one, by the way, make mm-hmm. it weird, but you pick one. You mm-hmm. can't bundle stuff all together. And of course mm-hmm. we get at this, mm-hmm. in, you know, the system or whatever, mm-hmm. but it's, finding qualified technicians, office staff, and management when you need them can be a lot like looking for a needle in a haystack. That's why there's Work With Your Hands, the home service recruiting experts. Work With Your Hands offers personalized services with guarantees on new hires, fast onboarding, candidate vetting, weekly check-ins, and much more. Go to themilliondollarplumber.com/hands. That's hands with a Z. Start building your team today. You know, only about 20-30% again will mm-hmm. will go with what you offer, but again, 20-30%.
And the customer okay. then is now informed, right? Yes. You have all the information. They have information that, you know, some of these things might need to be addressed in the near future. Maybe there's nothing that needs to be addressed that very day, but it may be some things that do need to be addressed, you know, in the relatively near future, and the customer can make a decision. You know, that's not my budget right now, but here in about 2 or 3 months, you know, I'll have a call and have you back out. So.
Yeah.
Yes.
Well, I know I'm kind of stuck. There is so much to each one of these. Mm-hmm. You know, I put it in the five things, which are, you know, very important, you know, side hustles, easy things, mm-hmm. but there's so much to each one of these.
Right.
I mean, these are each are classes mm-hmm. within the Success Academy.
Yes, they are.
I mean, it mm-hmm. could be their own, certainly a podcast mm-hmm. talking about each one of these. Mm-hmm. So that's why I'm kind of like, what's the least amount I could, you know, what can I say about these things right. without going on and on?
That happened in a 3-hour podcast.
Right. You know, so very that having a VIP program is very mm-hmm. important. And yes. it racks it up.
Yes.
I mean, mm-hmm. people, you know, it's additional money.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
All right.
All right. Easy, easy, easy. Mm-hmm. All right. Next, number four, partner with affiliates.
Okay.
Okay.
Mm-hmm.
That kind of, you know, I mentioned remediation. A lot of guys when they're starting out or, you know, want to add something to the, you know, another company, they start remediation like with plumbing. Mm-hmm. Okay. Or they bring on the HVAC or, you know, that kind of a thing.
Right.
That's great. Instead of becoming a mediator mm-hmm. or, you know, if you're a plumber, you know, getting a guy's license to do HVAC or whatever, or even if you're, you know, to do both,
right?
You know, it's so hard, okay? Have an affiliate partnership. Mm-hmm. So like we had like with remediation company,
mm-hmm.
you know, and there's, you guys know you've been hit up with this remediation companies right. where they give you spiffs and that kind of stuff.
Mm-hmm.
Well, you can do that, partner with one. You'll give them everything mm-hmm. and get a bigger spiff,
right.
okay? Even you can get bonus percentage of the work depending on kind of, you know, the stuff you can do.
Right.
And it is kind of on a trust level or whatever. Mm-hmm. Don't make it a contract and all
yeah,
that
don't,
kind of
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, don't make it where you like, I'm writing down every single time I refer somebody and following up. Yeah, it's right. just, no.
A good partnership, they're going to want to give you money and make right. sure you get paid or whatever because yes. they want to keep, because you're sending stuff their way and you're mm-hmm. going to continue, you know, if your guy, and I would like remediation, I gave my guys everything.
Right. We didn't keep the spiffs.
Okay. Mm-hmm. So our guys were offering
yeah.
because they made, mm-hmm. I remember, in a month, it could be a couple $1,000s
yeah.
these guys were making.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's a lot of money, gang,
right.
for a guy to make another additional couple $1,000s.
Right.
Now that helps keep them on to your organization, mm-hmm. you know, keep them on board.
Mm-hmm.
But I remember seeing some of those checks or it was like, well, I'd want to.
Dang.
I mean, because I took it with all your guys kind of making mm-hmm. me. It's like, mm-hmm. you know, maybe get a little piece of that. Mm-hmm. Now, the other one that we did kind of was HVAC. We had a company that we referred
right.
instead of starting because we looked at that.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I did the studies and I couldn't find, I couldn't find little guys, medium-sized guys, you know, little guys, medium-sized guys like mine that became, were very successful at it.
Right.
Doing both.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, again, you see the big organizations, because then they're buying that stuff and trying right. to put it together. And by the way, notice how, I mean, at least I did, how some of these big organizations and sold off their, because mm-hmm. it is so hard
yeah.
to run all those things under one roof.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I know it makes sense, they're all trades, but they're different
you
kinds
think,
of-
You think right. it makes sense,
right.
but it
okay.
does not.
It's just mm-hmm. tough, okay?
Mm-hmm.
All right.
So partnering with another relatively, you know, small HVAC company,
yes.
the size of yours, and just trade work back and forth, right? And then, yeah, you can, ask for different spiffs, or if I give you a referral, you know, we pay me this much, or if they give you a referral, pay them that much, or whatever it is.
Right.
But once again, you're serving the customer well, because if you've got a customer who in your plumbing company, you've got a customer that really trusts you and they ask you, my heater furnace needs to be serviced, or my AC unit, or whatever it is, that you're able to recommend someone that you trust. Don't just partner with anybody. Trust, you know, partner with someone that you know in the community and you trust and you know that that does good work. And then you can tell your customer, hey, Mrs. Jones, yeah, we don't do any HVAC, but I've got a relationship with, you know, ABC company.
And we set it up right then. If we were there,
right?
We set it up right then. Mm-hmm. That's the key. Mm-hmm. So instead of making them go through, jump through the hoops and mm-hmm. call or whatever, you know, I'm thinking of examples. We take calls. How many times we got on calls where they thought it was their softener or their water heater was even leaking? My water heater's leaking. And of course, you know, a lot of our situations, the water heater's right next to the, you know, the HVAC equipment, mm-hmm. that kind of thing. And we basically it was stopped up or something like that was going on. Mm-hmm. Well, our tech would immediately let Mrs. Jones know. And said, this is who we recommend. In fact, I can call him right now and get you on a schedule today.
Right.
So that was key too. Part of our relationship is if we did send something today, that they would make us priority, get us, you know,
Our customer, the customer in. So,
All
right.
So that was all part of establishing that relationship.
Okay.
But partnering with affiliates, I mean, and those dollars add up. I mean, they just come out of nowhere. Mm-hmm. Okay. And it's an easy kind of a thing to put into your system.
Right.
It doesn't cost you anything.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Okay.
And then finally, all right. Mm. And this is the biggie. Mine your email list.
Well, I don't have an email list.
You should have an email list. Okay.
I hope there's somebody out there that doesn't say, oh, gosh, we don't have an email list.
Especially today. We think, well, email's not mean. I know it's
email list. Period.
That's the only thing that you truly kind of own when the customer. You paid for all this marketing.
Yep.
It costs you one. Even if you're not advertising, it still costs you in the time.
Yes.
Of just being running your business to get that customer to call you.
Yes. So as for the email address, they're in the phone call, right? So, you know, whoever's answering the phone, make sure they ask, you know, name, address, an email address, and just let them know, you know, we send all paperwork via email electronically, you know, your receipt, your work order, whatever it might be. We'll send that to you electronically. 99% of the people are going to give you the email address because it's just common. It's commonplace right now. Not back in our day. I remember we kind of had to educate the customer just when emails were starting to come out, right? Sorry. I mean, it's old. Oh, Zach, you choked up.
That's right.
Sorry.
That's right.
We did. Yeah. You know, because people were hesitant back then. You know, well, you're going to, they didn't say spam. You're just going to send me a bunch of stuff or whatever.
Yeah. The word spam wasn't even out.
I don't think it was.
That wasn't even kind of thing. But why do you want my email address? Because that was so personal.
Yeah, it was so personal. Now it's whatever. So anyway, make sure you get the email address. And there are different ways that you can send out things to the customer via email, monthly newsletter.
Well, that's right. A monthly newsletter where you're hitting, you know, and you can make it easy. In fact, it's now with AI. So,
you can write your own.
I mean, just you'd have something of just a do-it-yourself or repair kind of a thing, or just how to do. They're not going to pay
that much attention to it.
Right. They're not going to do that. No. It's just another chance for you to be in there in front of them.
Land in their inbox.
So you want something that gives them some information, even something going on in the community. Okay. Mm-hmm. Again, that's easy to find out, you know, what's going on in our community this month. Mm-hmm. All right.
And it just needs to be like a one-page thing,
One page, mm-hmm. and then some kind of special for the month. Mm-hmm. Okay, you can give a special. Well, people just getting that kind of stuff.
Again, it's you're just landing in their inbox. It's top of mind.
Right.
And with ChatGPT, guys, truly, if you're not using ChatGPT, learn it. Okay, and it's not hard to learn. You literally could go into ChatGPT. You know, this is the name of my plumbing business. I'm located here. Here's the things, you know, service that I do. Write a monthly newsletter for me that includes a tip, a plumbing tip, an interesting story, whatever. And then it literally will spit out an entire newsletter for you. It'll give you suggestions on what kind of, you know, picture to put along with it or whatever it might
be. Find a picture.
And then go and get something like MailChimp. MailChimp is an email, I think it's called an autoresponder, but where you and it's free up to, I think, 2,500 emails in it, right? Mm-hmm. But they've got templates in there already designed for you that all you have to do then is just plug and play, and it'll send out emails to all your customers. You don't want to send it out through your Gmail because, you know, I've got 100 customers. Let me just try to send it through Gmail. You are going to get banned from Gmail for sure, and they won't go out. So you do need to have some sort of email service like a MailChimp, and that's just one that we used in the beginning. That's super easy to use.
Right. And if it's just again, where you're not hitting them up for something, mm-hmm. you know, give them some, seasonal kind of stuff, like, you know, as we're recording this, we're going into springtime. So back in Indy, we'd be talking about, hey, does your sump pump work?
Mm-hmm. Make sure, do you have a backup?
Because the rains are coming.
Right.
And so just to check so you don't, your basement doesn't get flooded. Mm-hmm. All right. Because we're getting into rainy season.
Right.
It's the spring here. Mm-hmm. And so, hey, just check here's how you can check up your, check out if your sump pump's working. And then we would offer, mm-hmm. you know, down below would be something associated, you know, discount would be associated with
right.
that.
Yep. Right. Or a hose spigot. I mean, that was the most popular. You know, the water's been turned off, or the hose spigot outside, you know, it's been off. Somebody probably left their hose on or whatever it might be.
Left it late and it froze. Mm-hmm. Right.
And then they go out to water the flowers for the first time in the spring. And I distinctly remember this one customer, and this very thing happened because I just felt so bad. She turned on the water, was outside, you know, 3 or 4 hours, just watering the flowers, just enjoying the spring, mm-hmm. and it's Indy, you know, and it finally feels like winter's over, and she comes inside, and her house is 100% flooded. I mean, the kitchen, it was a big family room, everything, and it was sickening. I mean, then all the mold stuff, you know, to be worried about going up the drywall, and so anyway.
So in your newsletter, it really is you know, a simple thing to do. You don't have to make it complicated.
Right.
Okay. And today it is so easy. But again, a great side hustle to at least work on a little bit and get out there, because it will, you know, the return is so good.
Yes.
All right. Because mm-hmm. with that, you know, working your email list that way, just weekly special, having that email list. And as it grows, mm-hmm. you know, one my favorite thing to do, and we do it, you know, we have these dead days. Mm-hmm. And my dead days would normally turn into them being busy. Because by the time you grow an email list of literally thousands, all right, and you know, I would send out, I had a picture of all my guys in our tech room sleeping, you know,
pretending to sleep
in different positions, you know, back and, you know, on the table, you know, all this kind of stuff. And so it looked funny, you know, it was obviously a setup. Okay. Mm-hmm. And I said, we have no work today. Please put my guys to work.
Right.
Get them out of the shop.
It's an abnormally slow day here at Attaboy Plumbing.
Like that, right.
Yeah. Please put my guys to work. 15% off any work scheduled for today or for this week or whatever it might be.
Well, when you have thousands and 1, 3, 5% all of a sudden take you up on that.
Mm-hmm.
All right. Oh, I mean, then we have more calls than we can handle. Now we have that problem. Okay.
That's an easy one to do. And say you don't have guys, right? So you don't have a picture for, you know, guys sleeping in the shop, right? Then just
get a funny picture.
Yeah, funny picture.
Of a cat, you know how cats, you know, I don't know.
Sleeping,
you know, mm-hmm. on a back hanging, you know.
Yeah, just some sort of funny picture.
On a rope or something.
That grabs their attention. And just say it's an abnormally slow day here at, you know, whatever name of your company is. Take advantage here. I'm riffing here. Take advantage of a abnormally slow day here at Attaboy Plumbing, 15% off any work scheduled for this week.
Right.
And then make sure you put your phone number on there, for heaven's sakes, put your phone number on there nice and big. Don't put it like in somewhere lost in the text or whatever. The phone number needs to be really big with a link to your website, which hopefully is branded well as well. So, okay.
Yep. So,
okay.
I mean, it brings it in. Mm-hmm. I mean, that's a simple side hustle you can be doing.
Right.
And sadly, you know, we talk to the guys, companies all the time that really are doing any of these things.
Mm-hmm. Pick one.
I mean, right.
Pick one for now, just to start.
Yeah.
Because that is just, again, it's serving your customer well, even with the newsletter and stuff, that's still serving your customer really well. And it's top of mind, all the things. So, you know, pick one of these and start with just, every little bit helps, right?
Yeah. So, hey, if you want to know more about, you know, what we just went over here, and you struggle with these kinds of things and just getting pointed in the right direction, let's talk. Okay. Again. All right. You know, schedule your strategy call. Mm-hmm. Okay. And we'll get you pointed in the right direction. It's an easy call. Again, just want to find out more about where you're at, hear what is holding you back, and then point you in the right direction. It's easy as 1, 2, 3. Okay.
Bada boom, bada bang.
Bada boom, bada bang. Simply go to themilliondollarplumber.com/call. Mm-hmm. Schedule your strategy call. So there we go. Good stuff here.
Yeah.
Oh, man, all this could be, man, each one of these should be a podcast. We can go, because all these are great things. Guys, these are easy things to do.
That's right. Go do it.
It's great side hustles. All right. Hey, before you go starting to do those side hustles, okay, before I let you go, I want to remind you that you were purposefully and wonderfully created, and you were created to do great things. So plumb like a champion.
Bye, everybody.